one of the many gifts we always experience when we go to like a retirement party of someone or a birthday party of someone who's been around and experienced life for many years. We see the old friends from elementary school and high school, old coworkers from every job they've had, and their siblings are there. People that have been involved in their lives in one place at the same time gives us a chance to see more of them, hear more of the stories of them in other places. When I had the pleasure of being at my grandmother's birthday party, I ran into some old friends of hers who knew her when she was a teenager. They said she was a good friend, pretty funny. I just knew Grandma as Grandma. And I ran into my father's cousin. And he tells me that he was standing there when my parents met each other. He said he knew from looking at my dad they will get married. Running into people who know the people you know in areas where we never seen them in, it's a blessing. But it would fill in the blanks to give us a holistic view of their personality, their character, their life. These things are needed. Having important people in one place at one time testifying to their love and their character. In our scriptures today, we hear our Savior talking about his suffering and dying. On the third day, he rose from the dead. Forgiveness of sin. We know these things. But something different happened that day. Being fully human and fully divine, he ascended into heaven. But also, we were called witnesses to this faith. To be a witness. It was used in the first reading in our gospel. We all probably heard the story about the elephant. Bunch of people are blindfolded and they're surrounding an elephant. One on one side of the elephant touching his stomach and said, I think it's a wall. And there's another person holding his leg, said, I think it's a tree. And someone has his tail, said, I think it's a branch. One has his tusks and said, no, it's a spear. But until they shared their stories together, they knew exactly what they were doing, what was before them. The world knows the life of Christ. The world knows the story, how he died for our sins. But he doesn't know our story of Christ as witnesses of the faith. The world doesn't know the here and now Jesus. The world needs to hear our faith. Just as Jesus died for our sins and ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father who pleads for us, never leaves us alone. We are here to continue the faith. People need to hear the stories about how God helped you in times when your health was bad. People need to hear the stories how you discerned about your job, weren't sure what was going to happen. People need to hear your testimony. Need to hear that you are a witness to our faith. People need to hear to share the stories of how beautiful baptisms you went to. Confirmations, birthday parties. People need to hear the stories about how your mother loved God so much that she always went to church and always prayed for you and touched you gently and told you that God loves you. People need to hear us witness our faith. We need to give life to the gospel. Just as the world goes through his day-to-day life, so do our faith and God's love for us. No matter what occurs in our lives, we know God would be there for us. We have these experiences in our life. We can give testimony to these things. We need to be a witness of our faith to the world. So in a spirit of ascension, in the spirit of being a witness of Christ, take some time this week to tell someone something about your Jesus. so that the world would know him more fully. Amen.